Good to be in God's house this morning. Amen. Good to see all your smiling faces. Amen. Nothing worse than a depressed church, I'll tell you that. I think we've got enough to be happy about.
Amen.
I've got more than enough to be happy about. 2 John, as you're turning there, something real quick I'd like to tell you, and then something I'd like to address here, just so you know where I'm coming from. Next Sunday, I had the look coming from Sister Juanita after service. I could tell she was going to tell me something. And one of the things just kind of wait on, well, long story short, she come up and she wants to get baptized. So praise the Lord for that. So next Sunday, Sister Juanita is going to baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And not sad, I don't believe, I called her sister for a reason.
Amen.
Right? But I think it's good. You know, we've had almost everyone in the church, I think it's been about twice now, but praise the Lord, it's good to know that you know.
Amen.
And get rid of any sort of doubt and things like that. So I think that's wonderful. Pray for our sister, and come expecting great things next Sunday. So we'll plan for that. Dad just got the memo, he's got to probably throw it over water, so we'll get that. Also, Brother Ray is having meetings this Wednesday. I'm terrible about announcing this stuff, but I did post it over there. I do want to say this, just in case there's anyone who wants to know where I stand on this issue. As far as going to a special meeting when you could go to your own church, I think all you have to do is type in a post of duty and quotations in the message and find out what the prophet taught about that. You should be at your post of duty. And Brother Brandon would do his best, even when he would have a Sunday service, he'd try to have it in the afternoon to not get in the way of morning and night services. He told him many times, you know, we're having service, but if your church is having service, you need to be at your post of duty.
Right.
So what am I saying that for? I believe, you know, they got Friday and Saturday services, absolutely support the meetings. But I believe Sunday, if this is your home church, this is your post of duty.
Right.
You hear me now? And so I don't really go for that as far as, you know, if you're down in Louisiana camp and it's Sunday and you're obviously not going to make it back, yeah, go to church there, okay? I understand that. I'm saying if you can, go to your home church, you're supposed to be there. And a lot of times I even had to, somebody about my age asked me about that one time because they not going to the home church and went to some special meetings, you know, not too far away. And I said, well, it's kind of like this. We're in an army. We got orders. He said, well, I had a mighty good time over there. Well, yeah, they had the soldiers over there. They needed to get the victory. What about where you were supposed to be? Did they get the victory there?
Right.
You see what I'm saying now? Once we realize that we're all really important to the body of Christ, we'll do what we're supposed to do and not worry about someone other and trying to get all in a hoorah, waiting on somebody else's victory. No, you've got to have the victory.
Yeah.
You're
Amen.
Part of this body, and if you ain't got it, we're all hindered. That's what the Bible teaches. So
Amen.
Hope that's okay. I'm not trying to be a legalist. I'm not trying to condemn you. I just think as your pastor, you should know where I stand on it. You know, so there's no confusion as far as that goes. So. God bless you tonight, or this afternoon. 2 John, I'm already getting one. Just verse 8. There's no real chapter in 2 John. 2 John, verse 8. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. I like to preach very simply, what is the full reward? Amen. What is the full reward? Let's bow our heads together. In God's presence, that's here. I trust you believe that. We bow our heads to Him. Would you like to lift your needs up to the Lord as we approach His Word? Say, God, I know Brother Andrew's just a man, but you're God, and I need you to come on the scene for me. God bless each one. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the assembly of the saints. We thank you, Lord, that your Word is still true, that where two or three would gather together, Lord, you're here, and we're glad to feel that presence amongst us, Lord, that you're still the same God, you're still faithful. Lord, you didn't let us be deceived, but you sent us the truth, Lord, that we wouldn't just go on some impression, but we can go by thus saith the Lord. And we come, Lord, this morning with thus saith the Lord, with our commission, Father, to go into all the world, to preach the gospel, to heal the sick, to cast out devils, to speak in tongues, Father. We pray that the word would manifest itself in this service today. That, Lord, you would just move me aside in the human part and let the word of God speak, Lord, that for even my soul, as the congregations, we all feed on your word. And just rejoice greatly in your delivering power. If there's anyone in bondage, whether it be physical, whether it be spiritual, emotional, whatever stronghold the devil's gotten on any child of God, I pray that the word would break down the strongholds of all the enemy, Lord, and we would be in that favor before you, Lord, and having no unbelief, no nothing of the enemy, but just pure holiness out throughout this whole place. Father, we commit it to you. We trust you, Lord, to hear us, Lord, and to answer our prayers today. We love you, Lord, and appreciate all that you've done for us, Father. Just once more, may you be here amongst us. In Jesus Christ's name we ask you. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, Jesus.
What is the full reward? Now, before we get too far, we were talking about God's character. And I believe a lot of what God's character has can be outlined right here in 2 John. If you're not haven't turned from your Bibles just yet, you read the first four verses. We talked about what was truth. And I'm glad that I know that what is truth is really who is truth. And I know who is truth. And he said, I am the truth. And that was Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Word. And God was the Word as well. And that's why there ain't no two or three persons, because they're all the Word,
Amen.
One and the same. And that's the truth. And I'm glad that I have the message of the hour to show me what truth is. The only way to have absolute truth, the only way to know that there's nothing wrong, is to have a perfect realization of what you're talking about. Any sort of partial, even if you know 99%, there might be in that 1% you don't know an error somewhere. But that's why the biggest lie is 99% the truth. That's why partial realization is not enough. You must have perfect realization. And that takes out our ability to study it. That takes away our ability to figure it out. We are completely depending on revelation from God Almighty.
Amen.
That's why the prophet of God said, more than anything, pray for revelation.
Amen.
Because until you get it from God, it's not thus saith the Lord, it's thus saith you. It's thus saith some impression. It's thus saith some sensation. But when it comes from God, it's 100% the word, and it hits right on 100% of the time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's what truth is. And that's what John was looking for in the truth in the church, was that they were walking in the truth that was given to them. He did not want them halfway walking. He didn't want them 99% walking. He was glad to report that the church was all walking in the truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So first, God is perfect. He's 100% right.
Right.
He has no flaws whatsoever.
Right.
After that, he gave us a commandment that reflects his character. God's commandment is all wrapped up in one thing. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, soul, mind, and strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And Jesus could say, if you love me, keep my commandments, because he was really saying the same thing.
Amen.
People will get worked up on, well, can I do this? Can I not do this? And what's the rule here and what's the rule there? No, if you just step back and say, you know what? I'm going to love God with all my heart. You ain't got to worry about that. You'll do what the Word says just because you love God.
Amen.
And that's the real way a Christian is ought to walk. He's to walk in divine love. He's not to walk as a legalist. That is not pleasing before God, or else the Old Testament would have been all the Bible there ever was.
Yes, sir. Amen.
God didn't want that. He didn't want to be a lord as far as a dictator. He wanted to be a husband. That's what his intention was. He says, at that day, you won't call me Lord no more. You'll call me husband.
Amen.
I can't remember what the Hebrew words is, like Ishi and Bali or something like that, but that's what it translates to. You know what land we're going to? It's called Beulah. Does anybody know what Beulah means? It means the married land.
Amen.
See, we've got to get, what is the message separating us from? Are you hearing me? So too many times it's another denomination.
Right.
It's just another group, another doctrine, another thing that we all gather around. That's not what the message came to do. It's literally Jesus Christ showing who he is.
Yes.
Revealing, not partially, perfectly.
Amen.
You said, did they have the Holy Ghost in Luther's day? Potentially, yes, sir. They were filled with the same Holy Ghost as you and I, but they couldn't project what was absolute truth, just partial.
Right,
amen.
Down through Luther, down through Pentecost, all the way until you get to this message.
Right.
And I'm not afraid to say that. People are afraid to say William Branham's name. I'm not. If you can't, are you afraid to say Noah's name?
Good.
Are you afraid to say Peter, Paul? But I'll tell you what, you quote Charles Spurgeon and everybody's fine.
Right.
You say, well, Brother Graham said, and that's quite all right. Woo! Don't you say William Branham now. I'm sorry, I ain't got nobody else I think's worth quoting.
That's right.
Call me a legalist, I guess, but I'm sold out. I'm sold out. You find me something else that gives life like this. You find me something else that ties this whole Bible right together.
Amen.
To where all those doubts, all those confusions I used to have, no sir, just find it. It's in the message.
Amen.
How can I find it? You can't. Let the Holy Spirit lead and guide you into all truth.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
So God is truth. He's perfect.
Amen.
He has no flaws. He doesn't give his children anything but the best.
Amen.
He gave them the commandment. He told me, love me and you'll keep the commandments. Take the commandments because you love me. It's all one big circle of love.
Yeah.
And then after that, verse 7, he says, there's many deceivers. And there's the Antichrist. And he's got one message he's trying to get across. Yeah. We can go through all the little details here and there, but he's trying to do one thing.
That
Jesus Christ is not come in the flesh. Nothing wrong with he did come.
Right.
Nothing wrong with he will come.
Right.
But you start saying he is come.
Amen.
That's right.
Antichrist tries to show up.
Yeah.
But I'm here to report, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world.
Amen.
Glory to God. So what's God's character? He is the I am. He has never been past tense.
Right.
He's never been future tense. He's always lived in the present.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Verse 9, whoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. So God is able to tell us what's right and what's wrong.
Right.
That's another one of his characters, is he is not a compromiser.
No. Amen.
No, sir. When it comes to, well, I think we ought to, oh, I'm sorry, I checked out on you there. Well, the Bible says, but, well, sorry, and I ain't listening no more. I'll say this the same. Well, Brother Branham said, but we, oh, nope, you lost me, sorry.
Right.
He said, well, Brother Branham said Enoch was 500 instead of 300. Okay, are we going to really, we going to swat at that fly flying around? Are you kidding me? How many times you said that Moses was on the ark? We're going to say that, okay, there's a man, I understand that, but I'm talking about the message that Brother Branham brought.
Right.
When he interprets the word, that's thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
I'm sorry. You can tell me all your thoughts about it. Well, I think it means this. Well, I don't care. I've already heard the voice, and the voice says it meant this.
Yes.
Right. I heard a message one time trying to put me back in the wilderness. I'm sorry, Paul already going to type that out. If I've got the Holy Ghost, I ain't in the wilderness anymore. I'm in the promised land. I've already crossed Jordan. I understand we're still fighting, but I've got plenty of Holy Ghost over here.
Amen.
People say, well, the Spirit led John to the wilderness. Yeah, the Holy Spirit did. Plenty of Holy Ghost where he was going.
Right.
The tank types, too. It's the wilderness. It's dry out there. Well, I'm sorry. He had something on the inside. He didn't need some local rain. He had a well flowing out of him.
Yes,
a man that the Bible said had the Holy Ghost from the womb.
That's right. Amen.
As Jesus was tempted and led out to the wilderness. That was a good thing. Yeah, because the Spirit told him to go out there.
Right.
Not to go out there to die, to go out there to whip some devils.
Right. Amen.
See, that death mark in Exodus ain't the wilderness that Jesus went out to. That ain't where John went out to. They went with somebody.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? They went with somebody in them.
Amen.
That could beat the devil anytime, any place, anywhere, and he proved it.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
If any come unto you, bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house. What's that, God's character? God is a separator from evil.
Amen.
God does not compromise, and when evil wants to come, when darkness wants to come, he is light.
Right.
And he refuses darkness.
Amen.
First thing he did was establish light and darkness and say, these are not the same.
That's right.
Tell me where he said there's a gray day. I've heard that kind of stuff, but I'm sorry. I believe in right, and I believe in wrong, and I believe one's the devil and one's God.
Amen.
Amen. And the last part here. Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face that your joy may be full. What's that show? God is a personal God.
Amen.
Brother Branham talks about that. We talk about God being omnipotent and all-sufficient and all-powerful, and it paints a picture of a very impersonal God. I'm paraphrasing from the Church Age book that says that God, you know, made this creation, he made a way of salvation, and then he kind of just got bored with it and let it go. And he just sat up in heaven and said, well, good luck. Why? Because we begin to detach from God's character from ours.
Yes.
You know why? You're looking at the wrong mirror.
Right.
If you go home and look at your mirror, you'll realize you've got flaws.
Right.
You go look at your mirror, you realize that you probably lie, you probably steal, maybe not just straight steal, but you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
I shouldn't have done that deal just that way. I shouldn't have said that thing just that.
Right.
You'll find all kinds of blemishes all in your life if you go look at that mirror.
Right.
But that's not where the Christian's supposed to
that's
be looking.
Right.
The Christian's supposed to look at the Word mirror.
Yeah.
And the Word can only reflect the Word. It can't see sin. It's destroyed. Why? Because the blood's in the Word.
Yeah.
Come on now. If you've got the Spirit, you've got the Word and the blood together. You don't just have the letter that'll kill you. You've got the Spirit to make give you life.
Right.
And the only way it can give you life, it's got to get rid of death. And death only has one cause, sin.
Right.
Hallelujah. And before I ever asked, God took care of the problem.
Sure.
I'm happy today to be a Christian. Now we take these characteristics. And this is what I'm trying to get you to see. What is the full reward of what we've heard and what we've wrought and what we've given our lives to? Because too many times we stop way short of a full reward.
Right.
Amen.
You say, well, I was sick, I feel well today. That's a good reward, but that ain't the full reward I'm talking about.
Right.
Say, well, I was born again, that was a great experience. That's just the beginning. I want you to see the full reward.
Right. Amen.
I've been serving the Lord this long, and it's going good and things like that. Oh, that's all fine, and God's given me a peace and a joy. And that's all good.
Right.
We want a full reward today.
Right.
This character that God is demonstrating here, I want you to understand this more than anything I can get anybody to ever understand. That if you've been baptized into the body of Christ, God does not see what you were in the world. He only sees what you were before the foundation of the world. And there's only one thing that existed there. That was God.
Amen.
And God was the Word.
Right.
But the Word was with Him.
Yes.
Oh my, this is where you see the message coming into full view. Many people say that Jesus is the Word. There's some people that won't, but sorry, you don't know how to read. If you don't think Jesus is the Word, you can't read John 1 very well. It said the Word was made flesh. And if that ain't Jesus, can you please tell me who it was?
Right.
Well, look, He was made flesh, but what did the Antichrist say? That was all there was to it. All done.
Yeah.
And if he can't get you to do that, he'll say, well, the apostles had it, but then it wrapped up. And we get you on that. We say, well, Brother Branham had it. But it's all done now. Living in the dry time.
Wow.
Well, you might. But I'm not.
Amen.
I heard a different voice. Yeah. I heard a voice that said that what you've seen here in minor form, wait till you see that bride.
Yeah. Amen.
You can't take that and push the bride over there. No. You've got to embrace it.
Yeah.
That this is who I am.
Amen. Amen.
How am I allowed to do that? I feel like I'm treading on solid sacred ground and I'm unholy. Well, let's turn to Philippians 2 for a minute. This message is the Bible. I'm sorry. It's the revelation of what this Bible was saying the whole time since it was first penned.
Amen.
You ain't hearing the same voice just yet. It's time to get in prayer and find that voice because it will always punctuate this word with an amen.
Amen.
That's right. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Very familiar portion, but I think we overlook the details sometimes. You know, they always say that the devil's in the details. Well, that's fine if you ain't listening to the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit's in the details of His Word.
Amen.
Every word is there for a reason.
Yes.
There ain't a dot, there ain't a space that wasn't there intentional by God.
That's
and if you change it, you will destroy its whole meaning.
Amen.
God does not want any error.
No.
It's perfect.
Amen.
Yes.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Look at that first word.
Yeah.
Let.
Good. Ooh, good.
Oh, I guess it ain't God's fault no more, is it? He said, you.
Yes.
Let. Yeah. How do I do that, brother? Stop listening to your mind.
Amen.
And listen
Amen.
To the mind of Christ.
Yes.
How do I know it's the mind of Christ? Come on, now you're more spiritual than that. It's the Word.
Right. Amen.
That's all there is to it. Don't make it no harder than that. Christ is the Word, and as long as you act upon the Word, you are in the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let it get rid of your old mind. Let His mind come in.
Yes.
But look, this is only the Holy Ghost-filled people.
That's right.
All right, if you ain't got the Holy Ghost this morning, you don't have power to let the mind in.
Amen.
Because the devil's got you. But if you have, you've already been accepted in. You've been given full access, not just to anywhere, but to the holiest of all.
Amen.
Amen.
Let this mind be in you. Now, what's the mind do? He didn't say brain. He's not talking physical. It says the mind. What does the mind do? The mind thinks.
Yeah. Right.
I think that's pretty simple, isn't it?
Sure.
The only action of mind that I know can do is think.
Right.
Who, being in the form of God, listen now, God imorphed, thought. So, he's telling you what to think with the mind of Christ.
Right.
Being in the form of God, are you in the form of God? If you receive the Holy Ghost, you are.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
It's true.
Seeing the message now? Come on now. Thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And we think we're stealing from God when we say, well, I'm a part of Him. Everything He is, I am. We think we're stealing. We don't deserve this. It is your inheritance, child of God.
Right.
You're not
right.
stealing anything. Your name was on it from the foundation of the world.
Amen.
So it's time to take your thoughts and say, no, I didn't say you're greater than God.
Right.
There's a big difference there. That's what some people interpret it as. That, oh, I know the Word says that, but, see, no, now you're greater than God. You figured it out better than God. But that's not what we're talking about. We're saying equal, that what He says, I say.
Amen.
What He wants me to do, I say amen, I'll
amen.
Do it. He says jump, I say how high.
That's right. Amen.
He says run, how fast? How long? Isn't that right? Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. So every Christian's got to realize that all those amazing characteristics that we just talked about, God has now been poured into you.
Amen. Yes.
That's right. That's good.
And you're not to think it robbery because it was a free gift.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
I'm talking about full reward today.
Yes.
I ain't talking about no partial thing. I ain't talking about we come in all depressed and still let the devil beat us all around. I'm talking about a full reward.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
But, now look, let's pull up the whole scripture. But made himself. Did God make him do this? No, sir. He made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even unto the death of the cross. So how do you know you've really got the truth? It'll do two things. First, it will show you who you are.
Right.
And it will show you, it'll show the Christian he was in the Word. He never got into it. He always was in the Word.
Amen.
But now the quickening power has come that Word
yes.
can live. But it doesn't just quicken power. It doesn't just quicken authority. It quickens character.
Amen. That's it.
Right
there.
That's good.
Amen.
See, you get ministers and ministries that want to emphasize one or the other.
Yep.
That's not where the message came. It's either I want all of Christ or I don't want none of it.
Right.
I'm just going to be honest. If I can't have a perfect revelation, then I might as well quit now, because how in the world am I going to make it?
Right. Amen.
I need something that's perfect. Amen. I need something that ain't got... I want to go to heaven and know that it's a done deal.
Amen.
You understand?
Yes.
I don't want 1% doubt somewhere that a million years from now God ain't gonna love me no more.
Right.
You hear me? I want something that I know is sealed up.
Absolutely.
There's only one person that knows that kind of information.
Amen.
And that's God. But child, don't think it robbery to be equal with God. What do you mean? I can have His revelation.
Amen.
I can see the situation the way God does.
Amen.
I can know all
things. That's
right. Doesn't the Bible say that? And you know all things.
Right.
Was he just using a nice speech? No, he wasn't talking about their mind. He was talking about the mind of Christ.
Amen.
What did Paul say? Now we have.
Amen.
We're not going to get it. We're not working up to it. We're not earning it. We're not evolving.
No.
I'm just going to go that way. A lot of Christians say they don't believe in natural evolution, but my, they sure believe in spiritual evolution.
Right.
You say, how is that? They think they're a sinner. And one step, they're evolving into a quarter sinner. And then just 10% sinner. And they're evolving, they're changing, and one of these days they'll magically change into something else. And they'll actually be a Christian. The Bible said all the way in the back of Genesis that let everything bring forth of its own There's no evolution. If you've received the Holy Ghost, you always were Christian.
That's right.
You always were.
Amen.
You were just caged up. You were living a lie. You were a sheep walking around in wolf's clothing.
Amen.
That didn't mean nothing. You still sheep the whole time.
That's right.
It's not evolution. We were always that.
Amen.
Just now the veil's been rent. Now we got not just the physical veil of the tabernacle, but now the veil of tradition.
Right.
The veil of formal
yes.
religion. The
Amen.
Veil of denomination.
Amen.
The veil of the rulership of man. The veil of Nicolaitanism that has all been done away.
Amen.
Right.
To show you what? You and Christ
Amen.
Are one.
Yes.
Full reward today, church. Talking about full reward. John chapter 12. I'm going to fly through a few scriptures here just to show you how often this stuff shows up. John chapter 12, verse 23. And Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." What kind of fruit will corn bring forth? Just more corn.
Amen.
Amen. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. I wanted to get some more. John 17, flip over there too, and we'll put this all together. John 17, verse 20. Thank you, Lord. John 17, verse 20. "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word." Aren't you glad Jesus prayed for you?
Amen.
Hallelujah. "That they may all be one, even as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee. That they may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me." Look at this. "And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. That they may be one, even as we are one.
Yeah.
I in them, thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved me, them as thou hast loved me." We talk about the Son of Man, and I'm gonna diverge and try to come back to this. How many knows Luke 17:30 in the days of the voice, or sorry, in the days when the Son of Man is revealed, as it was in the days of Solomon, so shall be in the coming of the Son of Man. In the days that he's revealed. And many times we scratch our heads and say, "Well, what's the Son of Man? What's this talking about? What was the Son of Man?" It wasn't God. It wasn't Jesus as being just God. It's divine. That was Son of God. It wasn't Jesus as just being the King. That was Son of David. It was Jesus as being a physical, mortal man, just like you and I.
Amen.
And that was revealed in that day. He said, "When the Son of Man's glorified, when he's revealed, at that time you'll know that I'm in the Father in me." This all goes to one position in time, and we are sitting right at it.
Amen.
What? What are we looking for? That God is revealing himself still in flesh. What kind of flesh? A redeemed flesh. A redeemed, a changed, a destroyed from all evil, and just as holy as he is. A flesh that he manifests himself out the same as he did when he was on earth.
Yes.
"The glory that I have with you, Lord, I give them."
Amen.
How did he give it to us? "Wait in Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high."
Yes.
How important is it to realize you've received the Holy Ghost?
That's right.
Not some other spirit, not some downgraded spirit, not just part of the Holy Spirit. It is him.
Yes. Amen.
And he's coming to you, and he's revealing that his redemption worked.
Amen.
That what he did through a pure, holy man,
yes,
he does through you.
Amen.
You say, "Well, I'm not pure and holy." What did you pass through?
Right.
How much power does the blood of Christ have?
Yes.
Amen.
Can it really destroy all sin?
Yes.
Even yours?
Amen.
To where you can walk just as Christ walked. And you can have his mind. Think the same things he did. Walking knowing he was God.
Amen.
Yet taking upon himself the form of a servant.
Right.
See, that's the thing that attracts anyone to Jesus when they really figure out who he is that this man has character beyond imagination.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
Any man that has power in this life, oh, he might seem like a good guy, but you start breaking it down.
Yeah.
You'll find where he's selfish. Yeah. You'll find where he's greedy. You'll find where he thinks a lot of himself.
Yeah.
But Jesus, you won't find that. You'll find a man that he could get to the point where he said, it's not even me that's doing the work.
Right. Amen. That's it.
It's my Father.
That's right.
I'm not going to take any credit for that. Even though I just said I am doing this, I'm still not taking any credit. See how humble.
Yes. You,
and Brother Ray said, no man can get down that low.
Right.
Because by the time he starts getting close, he's got to say something to make himself feel a little bit better again.
That's true.
I'll tell you, one of the main things I've gotten rebuked for by the Lord, not somebody else, now I'm talking about the Lord, is when I know I'm right and I don't let it go.
Right.
And I go and prove that I'm right and that they're wrong. And that they need to know that I'm right and that they're wrong. God is not pleased with that. When Jesus rose from the dead, did he go back to the Pharisees and say, see, told you I'd raise on the third day?
No.
That's what we think we ought to do, don't we? Look, if a man turns the word down, you won't find me chasing after him. I'll be on my knees, though.
Amen.
As long as he ain't done the impardonable. I hope you understand me now. I'm still going to pray for that man. But until God gives him a revelation,
yes,
it don't mean no good to go bashing left and right, up and down.
Right.
True.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's not the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ says, he said two things, didn't he? He said, he that's not against us is for us.
Right.
That means if they're, and I've had students this way that, you know, we talked about serpent seed and stuff and baptism, they just couldn't receive it, but they still kept the respect for me. They still tried to serve the Lord. They still, you know, we're still on the same team. He that's not against us is for us. I'm all for that. If you're only a penny, that's all you can believe. Well, praise God, go be a faithful penny. When I ain't here, I'm part of the bride of Christ. I ain't here just to get some little reward. I'm here to get a full reward. I hope I've still got your attention today.
Amen.
But there's somebody that comes up and says, well, you know that message? They hear the word William Branham and they're out the door and they'll let you know you're in a cult. Just had an uncle put on his Facebook, he's a cult survivor. I said, well, sorry, buddy. I'm done with that.
Right.
I don't got no time for that. I've tried to go that route before.
Right.
And they've already got their mind made up, don't they?
That's right. Amen.
If this is a cult, it's the worst one that's ever hit the world. It's the most ineffective cult there's ever been.
Right.
Say, how's that true? Because a cult brainwashes people to believe something to their own demise.
Right.
To their own destruction.
That's it.
To isolate from any. And are there people that get these ideas? Yes,
yeah,
but you're going to find that in the Baptist. You're going to find that in.
Right.
Do you know, even look up the definition of cult, and I'm going to paraphrase, but it just means somebody whose beliefs are radical from everyone else.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I guess Jesus was the biggest cult leader ever was because he couldn't find nobody to believe what he was saying.
Right.
And I warn you, Christian, be careful calling things cult anyways.
Right.
I understand there are, and I don't want to be part of none of that nonsense. I don't believe in being brainwashed, but I do need a brainwashing away from the things of the world so I can have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
I believe in that. And sorry, it's different when you have truth. Look, if you don't have truth, it does. Yeah, you're brainwashing people. When I got the truth, you can't get mad at me for telling you what's the truth. And I'm fully convinced I have it.
Amen.
I didn't go getting it. He gave it to me.
Amen.
It changes everything when you have truth.
That's right.
And to the man that doesn't have truth, you know what? You sound like a barbarian.
Right.
Because all he knows is his lies.
Right.
You start telling him Jesus Christ lives in my heart and he can do the same things today he's always done. He said, well, you're a man. You're a mortal. You ain't got any power with God. Why? He's working out that chain of reason.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And you're not as good as him. He was born sin. Yeah, but he did something.
Yeah.
He came here with a purpose. It wasn't just to exalt himself.
Right.
It was to come to give his life that I could have a full reward.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let me just quote some scriptures. Luke 24:49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. What promise? The same promise he had.
Amen. Yes.
That he would have the Spirit all without measure, he did, but we have it with the measure. But hey, look, this is God. What part of God do you need to beat the devil? Any. He's not just so much, he's infinite.
Amen.
That's right.
tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. John 14:9, Jesus said unto them, have I been so long with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father.
Amen.
And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? And what did we just read a minute ago? He said, the same glory that I have with the Father, I'm giving to you.
Amen.
So when you see me, do you see the Father?
Right.
When you see your brother, do you see the Father?
That's good.
What the Scripture says. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but it ought to be the same with us. And I've even had people, and I'll tell them what the Bible says, and say, well, that ain't my opinion. It's just what the Bible says. And say, well, what is your opinion? And I've gotten to the place now, I don't have one no more.
Right.
I can't tell you, because I believe the Word.
Amen.
And any thought, I do not take hold of that. It just goes right on past.
Amen.
I just take what the Word said.
Amen.
The words that I'm speaking to you, they're not my own.
Right.
They were given to me.
Amen.
Amen. I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, and we've all heard this, but it's time to make it live. He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he
Amen.
Do also.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And greater works
Amen.
Than these shall he do,
Amen.
Because I go unto my Father.
Right.
God is not this brute. We've already determined his character. He's the most humble man there ever was, or ever could be. He's the very definition of what it means to be humble. Because just to be lowly, but if you're a pauper, you can't be humble. You understand?
Right.
You're just
right.
accepting who you are.
Yeah.
You know, you can't find a bum on the street and say, well, he's real humble. He ain't got nothing.
Right. It's true.
But a man that's packing everything.
Yeah.
A man that could, you know, have the authority to get somebody killed. Or, you understand what I'm saying? Just call
right.
men, do whatever they want. That's what the centurion noticed about Jesus. He's
right.
a man with authority.
Right.
He tells the devil where to go and they go.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
They even beg for his mercy.
Right.
I think we need to get a little closer to the Lord, because sometimes we're begging the devil for his mercy.
Right. That's right. That's good.
Right. Not the Christian brothers, sisters.
Right.
But a man that's got riches, a man that's got power, he can show humility, because he can act just the same as the pauper down the road.
Right.
But he's got to know who he is now. You don't see, we can get humbled the wrong way. Let me say it like that.
Right.
We can get humbled to where we let the devil push us all over the place.
Right.
Well, I should pray for this person, but you know, I did make that mistake yesterday, and I probably should make that right, and I got to do all this. And I understand there's times to make things right, but too many times we use that as an excuse that we don't really believe in what we're doing.
Right. Good.
Look, if your life is in the blood of Jesus Christ, I don't care how bad it was, it's gone.
Amen.
Not partially, not just until tomorrow, it's gone.
Yes.
It's washed away. It's annihilated. God doesn't see it, but what's the problem is your mind, you're not wrecking yourself dead.
Right.
You are dead.
Right.
Right. Your life's hitting God through Christ, but you've got to wreck it. How?
Yes.
By taking the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Yes.
And having that full reward living through you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Luke 10:18 says this. And he said unto them, through 20, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power. Now, did he mean that or not?
Yes.
Amen. How did he give them power? Look, they weren't even able to be converted yet. They weren't
right.
able to be born again. This was just God's word coming out of Jesus' mouth, and it had to happen.
Right.
That's why people get so stumbled that Judas was able to do this. Look, this has nothing to do with being converted. He says, I'm giving you power right now.
Right.
Later he says, you'll be endued.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
That means you'll become the same
yes.
as it. He is not saying this here. This is on the outside. I'm giving
right.
you power.
Right.
Go and tread on serpents and cast out devils and
right.
things. And what does he say? They went and they had great joy. And they come back. And what does Jesus tell them though? It's verse 20. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you. That's just a partial reward.
Right.
Say, well, I got over sickness. That's good. That's a partial reward.
Right.
I got over depression. I got over this influence. I got. See, that's all partial reward.
Right.
What's the full reward? That's what you need to rejoice over.
Right.
Yes.
He says, notwithstanding in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rejoice rather because your names are written in heaven.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me read a few quotes here. He that is in you, 63. Now, he that's in you is greater than he that's in the world. God in you, like he was in Jesus Christ. Because what all God was, he poured into Christ. And all Christ was, he poured into the church. See, that's God in you. He that's in you. No wonder winds and waves obeyed him, obeyed his words. Obeyed his words because it was God's word through him. He was a man, but he was the word made flesh. And when he spoke, it was God speaking through human lips.
Amen.
Christ's mystery, God revealed. I want to coast just a little bit so that even the people listening to the tape will get the idea. Aren't you glad?
Yeah, amen. Amen.
It would take me around that clock, just each one of those subjects, but I hope to make this clear enough that you'll see where I'm coming to, see? God expressed in Jesus Christ, who was both Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now the complete fullness of the Godhead bodily dwells in his church.
Yes.
The preeminences.
Amen.
All that God was. We need to take that word and just hold it right there.
Yes.
All that God was, he poured into the church, and all Christ was, poured into Christ, and all Christ was, he poured into the church, the believer. Somebody believes.
Amen.
Yes.
Mighty God unveiled before us. Just letting you know, this wasn't just a one-quote wonder. This is what the message showed us.
Yes.
This is what Brother Brandon was talking about, was the opening of the seals.
Yes.
It was the revelation of the Son of Man in the bride.
Amen.
And it started with him. Absolutely.
Yes.
I believe Brother Brandon's part of the bride. All right.
Right.
You say, well, he was Eliezer. Yeah, in that commission. But I believe the man himself was part of the bride,
right,
the same as you and me.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
We're identified with him in Acts 2. We're identified with him with the same baptism, the same thing. All he was then and all he is, all he was and all he is, we are.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Exactly it.
Amen.
Power transformation, 65. And whatever Christ was, aren't you glad we went through that last
year?
Whatever he was, I am.
Amen.
Amen.
Doesn't that sound familiar?
Christ.
I am the good shepherd.
Yes.
Or the good shepherd is now in me.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What he is, not just was, but what he is,
right.
I am.
Amen.
Oh God. If he is considered a fanatic, so must I be.
Yes.
Amen.
If he was a Beelzebub, consider one now, by his works of the Spirit, I am too.
Amen.
Whatever he was, I am. Whatever he was, you are.
Amen.
We must be that. We must be the church, the bride of Jesus Christ. I lived with him on earth when he lived. Not a type.
Right.
I lived in him.
Amen.
Yes.
I died with him when he died.
Sure.
Well, we've got to get God give us a revelation of what that means.
Amen.
I'm not dying to sin. I've already died.
Amen.
I died with him when he died. I rose with him when he rose. I'm assembled and am seated with him now in heavenly places because I'm part of him.
Yes. Yes.
Wherever he is, there I am.
Yes.
Where my servant is, there also will I be. One more here. Power of transformation. Now he can fellowship with us and through us and rest his word with us, which we are a part of his word.
Yes.
If he is the word and we are part of him, then we are part of the word.
Amen.
Yes.
And how can I deny I got a hand? No matter how much some idiot would excuse me, some science would say that I haven't got a hand, I've got a hand. I know I've got a hand. I use it.
Amen.
Right.
And I know I got a God. I got a Savior. I feel him in my soul.
Yeah.
I'm part of him. That's what this word says, and that's what I am.
Amen. Amen.
I've heard things like this. Brother, you're taking the oneness of God too far. When Brother Branham talked about the Logos, what did he say? He said the Logos was like the Son before the Father. He never said that that was two different people now. You're getting the picture all messed up. Yes, God in the beginning was a spirit. You couldn't see a spirit. That spirit became a logos. It became the word that the angels could see.
Yeah.
They could worship him. And that was absolute Jesus. It's the same. God was making himself. He was condescending down so that he could be understood.
Right.
When it became the logos, which was absolutely the same person that he was. Are you hearing me now? Just manifested. God in morphe. To remorph something doesn't mean you change what it is. You change what it looks like.
Yes.
And look, we can get some perceptions. I did a psychology study one time because I had to. And we took little kids. We took a ball clay. I took two. I said, are these the same? And you say, yes, they're the same. And you take one and you make it real tall. Right? It's still, you make it a little skinnier, but it's tall. Then you make one short and fat. And you say, which one's more now? See, the spiritual, or us that understand, you didn't change anything. You still have the same in both hands.
Right.
But as a little child looks at it, he says, and he'll pick one. For one, either taller or fatter or whatever. He'll pick one and say, that one's more now. That's what happens with too many Christians. Isn't that right? We get looking on what it looks like on the outside. Don't realize what the thing's made out of. That it's just, well, my God's this way. And it seems like God and that brother's this way. Look, it's the same God all the time.
Amen.
He might look different, but there's just as much power in that brother as there is in you.
Amen.
Hope that was good. I thought it was. I thought it was all free. And that was wonderful. I believe that. And it's the same with Christ. Are you hearing?
Amen.
What's that full reward? That full reward isn't just trampling on devils and the spirit moving through us. It's recognizing why all of that is happening in the first place.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Because once you have that, it's sealed. It's a done deal.
Right.
It's over. I can't be lost.
Amen.
I can't be defeated.
Right.
Right.
I can't remain sick. There's too much power to heal me.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on now.
Amen.
I've got this one quote. All right, we'll see. But this one, I have it saved in its own file because I never want to forget this. Now listen closely. God of this evil age, 65. Just as your natural life and traits is handed down from the natural breeding of your father, so is the Spirit of God that was predestinated before the foundation of the world. And when the entire Word of God, incomplete, now don't focus in now. When the entire Word of God, incomplete, was headed up in a human body called Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In there, God made me pay for my sins.
Yes. Amen.
In Him, there.
Amen.
People think the message gets away from, you know, the simple message of the cross. Oh my. No, sir. It shows me what the cross was.
Amen.
Yes.
Before I thought it was just some God that kind of felt bad for me and maybe he'll do this, but it didn't make no sense. Why is he doing this? Why has he got to do this? Anybody ever think that? Why is we ate an apple? What in the world is he dying on a cross for? What does this even mean? You realize it wasn't no apple in the first place. That's
right.
You know, let's make sure we get the first part right. Because if you ain't got the first stone right, the rest of the bone ain't going to stand up anyway.
That's right.
I'm so glad when God showed me serpent seed because it put so many things right.
Amen.
Actually puts the whole Bible together.
Yes.
The Bible don't make any sense without the serpent seed.
Right.
Amen.
Because it gets away from the predestination of God. It gets away from why Jesus was virgin born.
Yeah.
It makes nothing make sense.
Right.
And now that we've got it revealed to us.
Yes.
You say, why? Because the Son of Man had to be revealed. And you can't leave that out. You can't leave out his beginning. How are you going to know his end?
That's right.
Amen.
It was a beast in the beginning. It'll be a beast that you need.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
And the entire Word of God, incomplete, was when it was headed up in a human body called Jesus Christ, in there. Where were you? I was in it.
Amen.
I was in it. Where was I before that? I was in it.
Yes.
Where was I when he was in Moses? I was in it.
Yes.
Where was I when before the foundation of the world, the sons of God were shouting joy?
Amen.
That was me.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
You got to say that for yourself now.
Yes.
I never understood how people get away from the predestination of God and can't even read the book of Job anymore. Who are these sons of God shocked for joy anyways?
Right.
It'd be one thing to say that he saw some of the sons of God shout for joy. We say, oh, you know, maybe that was some of them back there. No, he said all of them were.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And if you think of it this way, as long as Christ was shouting for joy, what were all the sons of God doing?
Right.
Joy.
Yes. Glory to God. Was head up in a human body called Jesus Christ. In there, God made me pay for my sins. In Him there. Then He rose me and raised me up with Him in the resurrection. And now we are seated with Him with power and authority over every devil. Oh, if you could only believe what you've earned from God.
No.
Come on, listen close now. What you've prayed up enough for.
No.
you studied enough for, what you were faithful enough for, here's what you need to realize. Oh, if you could only believe what God has given.
Yes.
But if you're not seated there, we're talking about heavenly places, you don't have it.
Right?
And if you're seated there and don't believe it and afraid to move, you'll never use it.
That's right.
Amen.
Why fear is straight up the devil, right out of the pits of hell.
Amen.
But if you're seated there, I'm going to seated in heavenly places.
Amen.
Place
Amen.
You will use it.
Yes.
You will.
Amen.
For you're ordained to do what you do.
Amen. Amen.
One last one. I'm finishing up here. Praise the Lord. It's good to be a Christian today.
Amen. Amen.
Excuse me. Let me go down here a little bit. When the bride has been committed to the groom, she takes off her veil and places it over the groom's shoulder, signifying that not only is she under his domain, but that she has transferred her rights to him, that he is the head, but also that he bears the responsibility and care, and that he and he alone, no one else, listen now, this includes you and I, no one else, no other man, no other power has any right and responsibility.
Amen.
Oh, I mean, brother, I gotta make sure that I'm saved. Well, you ain't got God take care of that part. You just love it.
Amen.
You believe
Amen.
It. Amen. And you're doing what the bride
Amen.
Needs to do to make herself
yes.
ready.
Right.
And that's
Amen.
To not do it herself, but let Christ do it.
Yes.
Amen.
That's how the bride will make herself ready. Do you understand?
It's Amen.
Never go down that legalistic route. I warn you, child of God, it's just a death trap of the enemy.
Right.
You'll always try to be good enough and you'll just fail and fail and fail.
Amen.
Stay in the grace of God. Serve God because you love Him. Don't ever get away from that. Let me keep reading. And that, beloved, is the key of David. He's talking about the key of David being on the shoulder. God being sovereign, he foreknew by divine decree exactly who would be in his bride.
That's right.
He chose her.
Yes.
She did not choose him.
No. Right. Amen.
He called her. Oh, aren't you glad?
Amen.
Amen.
She did not come on her own. He died for her. He died for her. He washed her in his blood. He paid the price for her. In him, I already died. He made me die.
Right.
Aren't you glad he made the decision
yes.
when
Amen.
You might have reasoned something else and said, you know what, maybe, no, Jesus, you don't got to do that. Just like Peter, that right, Lord, don't wash my feet.
Right.
So if I don't wash your feet, you ain't saved. Okay, Lord, wash my feet, my head, my hands, do whatever you got to do.
Amen.
Amen.
He washed her in his own blood. He paid the price for it. She belongs to him
Hallelujah.
And to him alone.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes.
She, now look, she is wholly committed to him.
Yes. Right.
And he accepts the obligation.
Amen.
Say, oh my Lord, I'm a real tough one to keep saved. I've struggled with this. I got this. He's obligated.
Yes.
If he's giving you the Holy Ghost, if he's called
yes.
you, no man can come to me
yes.
except the Father
yes.
calls him
yes.
first. And if he called you, he's already predestinated you. He's already glorified you.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Until the day of redemption.
Amen.
He accepts the obligation. He is her head, for Christ is the head of the church. As Sarah called Abraham Lord. Sister,
Amen.
Can you handle that?
Yes. Amen.
All right. I get on my wife sometimes about that. I'm just kidding, Lord, more than not. But hey, that's what the Bible says.
Yes.
I think it's good.
Amen.
That's right. Even so, the bride is happy that he is her Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
That's when you know somebody's actually got a relationship. Somebody's actually got a revelation. That's what I was talking about. I'm gonna close on this. I appreciate you pulling out on there. But my uncle said something about how the one that's, you know, a cult survivor and all this stuff. About how he began to hate the God of William Branham because it was just too hard and had to figure out all these revelations and stuff and trying to be good enough, and that women that wore makeup were just as bad as Jezebel and all these things that they come up with. Well, if you ain't happy with the Lord being your Lord, then you ain't his bride.
Amen.
Right? Yes.
That's the facts of it.
Right.
If you knew, you can be married, look, and not be a real bride.
True.
And that's what right churches
there.
Are doing. They're leached on to Christ.
That's
that
it.
Only lasts so long.
Amen.
It does. He says, Every branch of me that doesn't bear fruit will be cut off. Amen. That means there are branches on Christ right now.
Right.
But they won't be there for all eternity.
That's right.
There's only one kind of branch that stays on Christ. That means it came out of Christ.
Amen.
It wasn't hybrid in. It wasn't put in. No. It wasn't joined in. It wasn't shook hands in. It was always in. Everything brings forth of its own kind.
Yes.
And if you're a son of God, that's because you are in God, and God has now manifested himself again through you.
Amen.
What's the full reward then, Brother Andrew? It's absolutely what the message of the hour came to show us, that the bride and Christ are one.
Yes.
It was not the production of the bride and Christ being one. It was the revelation.
That's it, right there.
Amen.
Big difference. Amen. It wasn't that God has now finally accomplished this. No. He had it done, sealed, over before the devil was even here.
Amen.
It was done.
Amen.
Excuse the expression, but the game was rigged.
Yep.
He's playing the devil, and the whole time he knows every time where he's going to move, and he'll make it look like he's going to lose.
Yeah.
I did that once with my brother, and I'm finishing on this. My little brother, he beat me in chess, I think, one time. You know, you can't let your little brother beat you at stuff. Isn't that right, older brother? That's right. You can't be letting that happen.
That's right.
No, I'm just kidding. But he was playing me one time. And I was, oh, man, I hadn't played in a while, making a bunch of dumb moves. I'm losing guys left and right. If you know anything about chess, it's just like war, I guess.
Yeah.
But the whole time I realized, I can do this one last thing. I got one chance. If I can get my queen over here, I can win. And I begin to move pieces and letting guys die left and right, you know, seemingly. But the whole time I had a plan. And I knew halfway, about two or three moves into it, I realized, he doesn't see it. He doesn't know what I'm doing. He thinks he's got me because he's wiping this guy out, wiping this, you know, just starting to corner me in. And that might be where the devil's got you right now. But God's got that move right there. He's ready. Right when it's the time, he'll put that queen on that almighty. You should see my brother when I went, checkmate. I walked away. He's like, what? And that happened to the devil one time.
Yes.
He was moving his pawns left and right. Wasn't it? I got Peter to deny him three times. I got every disciple to run off the scene.
Right.
And I've got one left, and I'm going to kill him right here.
Yep.
I'm not even going to do just a halfway job. I'm going to throw him on the cross. The princes of this world had only known.
Yes.
They never would have killed him, but they never figured it out.
Amen.
And before the foundation of the world, God saw Laodicea. To see ya.
Yes.
He saw how bad it would be, and he made provisions. Then I'm going to let all the devils go ahead, try to get these ones.
Yes.
You can't do it, devil, because I've shown them who they were, and they've got a full reward, and the devil can't do nothing about it.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you.
Why? You say, when are we going to know that we know that we know? You should know now. But as far as manifestation, it'll come down to one thing, the resurrection.
Amen.
Won't be no time to have doctrinal debates at that day, boy. When my body's being changed and you're still, I'm not saying you, I hope you understand. You're still here and you see me changing. I say that out of faith, not out of pride.
Right.
I say that out of faith. I believe this.
Amen.
It's going to be one. It's going to be me. That's all I believe.
Amen.
I don't care if I make a mess of it. God's already predestined me to it. I'm going to be there.
Amen.
When the resurrection comes forth, there won't be no more time to get the books out. There won't be no time to go, well, Brother Bram said this, the Bible said this, and what's the fuss to do about it? No, it'll come down to you resurrected or not.
Right.
And that's where man. And we know it's going to happen. It's a shameful thing. It's a hard thing to think about it. But we know there's going to be millions feel that way. I forget how many numbers. I saw it somewhere one time. How many numbers of people that adhere to this message. I think Brother Brandon was told one time there was like 10,000 or something falling. I can't remember now, but he said that's too many.
That's right.
You say, well, brother, what's the point of me trying? Oh, where's your faith, child of God?
Amen.
Right.
Does that mean I'm looking through, you know, Brother Branson, there's one in Jeffersonville, one here, one here.
Right.
Does that mean I think there's only one in Defiance? I don't think that's what he's saying. He said there could be thousands here.
Right.
But we're watching millions fall away.
Yes. Yes,
it's true.
Why? They never got a revelation in the first place.
Right. Amen.
Yes.
They don't know. And it's not, you know, we're not talking about, I can't can't think of the word where it's just, the only reason we're saved is because we've got this deep intelligence. This intelligence is why I'm saved. No, I'm saved because of the physical blood of Jesus Christ, the physical resurrection of Jesus Christ, and the absolute real Spirit of God that's in me.
Amen.
Not some thought, but the Holy Spirit in me will show me things to come. That was what the promise, and that's how I know where to go.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Most people use revelation, they really mean information. I hope you understand that's not what I'm saying. A revelation is absolute truth. And it's the life of the Christian church. Yes. Without revelation, you're just guessing.
Yes. Right.
Without revelation, you're hoping. Yeah. You don't know for sure. But this message didn't come to give us hope. It came to give us rapture and faith.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Guys, yes. Right before we stand, you know how rapture and faith is supposed to work? By rapture and grace. Yes. That before I had a choice in the matter, He already, unmerited, didn't look at anything I was going to do. Calm down. He said, that's mine.
Amen.
So how could God do that? He knew what He put in me. Said that about Abraham. My, He could have tore Abraham's life all up, right? Look at this coward, son off his own line. God said, I know what I put in Abraham. He'll teach his children the word.
Amen.
That's right. He'll be faithful. But before the foundation of the world. I don't mean to keep saying that as a catchphrase. I mean that in reality. He was there.
Amen.
Let's stand together. Hallelujah. Just any day now. Be flat, real soft. Thank you, Lord. Feel free to praise the Lord today. Give Him thanks. Brother Branham said many times that the Christian church is living way below our privileges. I believe it deals with right what I'm speaking of right now. You've got to believe this and apply it to yourself.
Yes. Amen.
The revival, I've heard so many times, waiting on revival, looking for revival. Look, you are to be this revival.
Yes.
And as you are the revival, it'll spread to those around you. You're spreading this church, and we don't know how many thousands there'll be, and we don't know what souls we can find, but there's one thing we can know. That He can live in us. And He can show Himself alive, and that's all we can do. He never asked us to go save the Lord. We can't do that. He already did. He told us to preach what He said, which means to show it, to live it, to manifest it. That's the forward, Lord. How many wants to be that way? So bow our heads respecting the Lord now. But don't be haphazard about it. Think about it for a minute. Say, Lord, I believe this, Lord. I trust You do. I haven't felt no backlash anywhere in this room. I believe You believe what's being said. Now, don't let the devil talk you out of it now. Receive that full reward. Let the Lord speak to you. He'll show you what's already been said. He'll make it personal to you. That's the only way the Lord really talks. He doesn't talk to you. No, He comes down. He's a personal God. He says, I'm not a God afar off. I'm a God that's nigh thee, even in your own mouth. What made me say amen? That was the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You're a child of God now. That's right. What makes me believe this word? The Holy Spirit. And there isn't no person that can receive the Holy Spirit but was part of the bride of Christ. Brother Branham was asked, is the body of Christ and the bride of Christ the same thing? He said, absolutely. So I'm part of the bride. What does that mean to you? You're literally a part of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm not bringing the Antichrist spirit. I'm bringing the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ is living in flesh today. Hallelujah. And I always like to give the opportunity. I believe God is pleased with that. And we reverence Him. All of our heads bowed. God bless you. Is there anyone that would say, I want to know the Lord. I don't know Him. I'm not trying to convict anyone, I just want to make sure. Hallelujah. Is there anyone that would say, I feel God has done something in my life, but for some reason, this word seems hard for me to grasp, Lord. Even God made all truth. Right now, Lord, I want to see myself over there. Now, don't be so... Let God do it the way He wants to. That's the thing. Accept His way. You say, well, how am I going to know? You'll know. You'll know. He talks to you different than me. I can't say how he talks to you as an individual. But I'll say this. If you'll listen, he's always talking. God bless you, Tony. God bless you, brother. God bless you, sister. God bless you, brother. God bless you, sis. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just have a word of prayer together. You pray your own way. Pray the way you need to, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this time to be in your house. And as a servant, Lord, as a shepherd of this little flock, I can think of what little, in my heart, I have a desire to see them with the full reward. How much more do you desire, Lord? You went and died for them, Father. You brought us the truth. You sent the Holy Spirit. You did all the work, Father. And if I can feel this way, how much do you feel this way? Oh God, I pray that each one would find themselves in the Holy Ghost, in the land of promise, sealed from all evil, can't be lost, redeemed, Lord, brought back to what they were before the foundation of the world. May there not be a soul here that's living in partial reality, but may they have a perfect realization of themselves as the sons and daughters of God, known of God before there was a world. Grant it to each one, Father. And Lord, as you begin to show us these things, that you live through us, Father, oh God, may we not let it just slip by, but may we rejoice. May we thank you. May we appreciate the things you've done for us, Father. Your commandments are not grievous, Lord, but they're our delight. Lord, I believe we're the bride of Jesus Christ. I believe we're a separated people from the things of the world. I pray for the children of God that if Satan's stronghold has come into any life, the Holy Spirit right now will drive that wicked thing out. As we confess it, we get it out of our heart, we take it away and put it in the blood. Oh God, wash it. Change us, Lord, that we won't stay that way. God, that we will be molded into that perfect image. From glory to glory. And we recognize, Father, that it's not us transforming into something we never were. We're becoming what we always are. Hallelujah. Grant to each one, we pray. Fulfill your word in this assembly now, we ask. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Now come. If you want healing today, come knowingly. Come as a son of God, I'll come as a son of God, and as our two evils bind together, we'll destroy all the enemy's unbelief by faith in his word. Is there anyone that have an infirmity? You like prayer today? You're welcome to come forward. Stay in that atmosphere of faith. Say, well, I feel good. Well, praise the Lord. Then go ahead and worship him and think of your brothers and sisters. Praise his name. I'm here to worship him. answered prayer. Say, is that just a Jesus Christ? Yes, sir. It's just the whole thing. I mean, you get in the carnal mind, you'll think, well, I'm just in this little building. Just the other place or something. Just rise up one time, brother, sister. It's the greatest place you can be. Not presume. He's coming for that. He's in you. He's around you. He's with you. And he promised it to the end of the world. He's obligated to you, and he took it willingly. Oh, praise his name. Best way to learn to swim. Just jump right in and get back. Go get out of that water. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord. I don't remember what song the Lord ever started. Sweep over my soul. Let's sing it together. Thank you. See you. Thank you. Thank
Sweep over my soul, sweep spirit, sweep over.
the house of the Lord. How many heard from the Lord?
Amen.
God sent that word so deep in my heart that they'll never find it again. Don't let me dig it up. Let me bury that word and let it live from life to life.
Amen.
Glory to glory. We got the fellowship out. I believe it's in my house today. Let's have a good time there fellowshipping. Pray for the meetings coming up this weekend there at Brother Ray's. I'm expecting great things. I'm glad that I'm part of the Bride of Christ. I'm glad to know that it's not just us, you know, 30 here. So there's still souls all over this world.
Amen.
I believe the same thing we're preaching right now.
Yes.
Just wanted to get an email from one of the ministers in South Africa, there in the Ivory Coast. And he said that it was a wonderful time, Brother Alexander went there and he shared about. You know, I was one of the ones that showed it, or witnessed to him the message. And he said he wanted to thank me for spreading the word, so his servants are now. And that was wonderful. That made me, I'm not gonna lie, made me feel good. You know, Brother Brandon was told one time by me, he's like, I don't like people telling me nice things. That there's one difference between me and you. I'm telling the truth. Not to get all puffed up or anything, but it's nice. And I believe that's why I'm saying this. When you say nice things about one another, you'd be surprised how much a little love can destroy it from the end. Let's have that. How many wants to walk in full reward today?
Amen.
Let's just do that right here. Dad, you give me another song. I'm going to let you be dismissed. If you want to stay in worship, just stay right in that presence.